Foxed up. Day one. If anybody calls, I'll be out. Tell them I'll call back when I can. I'll do my best to fit them in, but I'm busy these days. I'd like to know who would call anyway. Shouldn't everyone be busy? Shouldn't everyone be not taking calls? If anybody calls, take a message. Name, date, time, subject, and level of potential interest I might have in this potential exchange. It's a lot to ask, I understand, but I'm a busy man, you'll appreciate, what with all this going on. If anybody calls, show as much sympathy as possible if they sound flustered or stressed, or even rude. The flustered and stressed have a 3-minute window to get their shit together. The rude, well, I leave that up to you. My usual approach is based on the universal rule of reciprocity. You do what you think best. They are, after all, being rude to you. If anybody calls, I will honestly consider my options. These are too many and varied to detail here and now, but in summary, will be my decision and not to be debated. It's my time. If anybody calls, I'll be surprised, but not entirely. People call for so many reasons, but normally because they want to pass on responsibility for something they can't be bothered to work out themselves. This applies across the board. There are exceptions to this. My son, for example. If he calls, it's almost definitely to share something important. Some story he just thought up, or a fart. Put him straight through. If anybody calls, ask them what could possibly be so important now, in pandemic pandemonium, that they think talking to me will be a useful way to use their time. If they say it's urgent, tell them to reflect on that for a moment. If they talk about the economy and jobs and debt, reply to them in terms of life and death and love and limited time in this world. If anybody calls, don't answer.